Modification of leaves. What does the word modification means? It means the changes that takes place in a plant for additional functions to cope up with the needs of the environment, third and the fourth line. Then come to the word leaf tendril. What is a leaf tendril? The weak stems, they coil themselves up. Why? To take the support of another plant so that they can climb upwards. That is called the tendril. So that same thing is given in activity 5. Come down, leaf spines. What are leaf spines? The leaves are which are in the form of spines. They are modified pointed structures and they have two main functions. They help to prevent loss of water, third line, fourth line, that is conserve water, and the fifth line, they help to protect the plants from grazing animals. Activity 6, cactus plant. Cactus plant, you've seen a cactus plant, you know where they grow. They grow in the desert, in the dry places, in the dry climate, and they have got leaves which are in the form of spines. These leaves cannot perform any photosynthesis. Come to fact file, the different kinds, types of spines that are found in the plants. You will learn the example and what are the different kinds of modification, like prickly pear, prickly poppy, berberis, date plant. Phyllode. See the picture where the phyllode is, the word phyllode, in bracket write the word petiole. That whole phyllode looks like a leaf and it is green in color, so it can manufacture food, that is photosynthesis. And the leaves are in the form of leaflets. Because the word leaflet is written, therefore this kind of a plant has got compound leaf. Come to the word hook. The terminal leaflets become modified into hooks for climbing on the support. Look into the picture on the next page. They have given you hook-like structures and they use the word leaflet. Come to the word scale leaves. The scale leaves are found where? In onions and ginger. Okay. Then they are non-photosynthetic leaves. Underline the word. That means leaves which do not perform photosynthesis. Below the diagram of ginger, that whole paragraph tells you about a pitcher plant, describing a pitcher plant. First line, leaf tip. Underline leaf tip forms the lid. Underline the word petiole, becomes coil structure supporting the pitcher plant. Third line, edges of the opening of the pitcher, small hook. They trapped in the pitcher. Insects are trapped in the pitcher. It secretes enzymes. Next line, the base, they have a leaf base and it is green, flattened and photosynthetic. Where are they found? In the Garo and the Khasi hills of the Meghalaya. They are insectivorous plants. That means they need nitrogen and they kill the insects for protein. Okay, and then go downwards a bit. See the word pitcher plant is given. Scientific name is Nepenthes khasiana. That is the scientific name. You have to learn that. You will have to learn the drawings also. Bladderwort. Bladderwort means something like a balloon. You've seen a balloon? It has got one mouth and one opening, and if you fill it with air or water, it swells up or it becomes swollen. So same thing, the bladderwort which are found in the water, and they have got certain chemicals. The last line, enzymes. They have got enzymes to kill the insects. Then go to the word Venus flytrap. Venus flytrap, it looks like a textbook. In the middle, see the picture, the middle part, that is called the midrib. And the margin, the margin, see there are teeth-like structures which interlock and they kill the insect by trapping them. And the insects, when they are digested by the digestive juices by the plant. Next is vegetative propagation by leaf. The leaves which bear foliar buds, see the picture, the margin of the leaf, there are small tiny plants that have come out, and there are plants which has got roots, which is called the adventitious root, and they have got foliar buds which give rise to new plants. Example they have given you to bryophyllum and begonia. Go to the next page. the leaf of the bryophyllum plant is broad and it has notches at its margin. These notches give rise to new plants.